1-1 pitch to Borg. This is a line drive base hit into center field. Coming in to score is King. Also rounding third and scoring is Trap Hagen. It is a go-ahead single by Parker Borg, and the Hot Shots have taken the lead 10-9. Payoff pitch popped up. Right side, shallow right field, foul territory, and a diving catch is made by Colton Cox. He throws home to prevent the runner from tagging, and an outstanding catch from Hot Shots right fielder. He had to run a country mile from the middle of right field all the way into foul territory, lays out and makes the catch. Defoe sets. 3-0 pitch. Ball four, and the game is over. The Hot Shots win on a walk-off walk again by Tyler Trap Hagen. 11-10 for the second time against the Spearfish Sasquatch in a couple of weeks, and Tyler Trap Hagen gets mobbed out there in right field by the Hub City Hot Shots. We are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Take Me Out to the Ball Game has been sung here at Fossum Field. And we're ready to get this bottom of the inning underway. Seventh inning stretch is done. Hot Shots trail the Pioneers 3-1. And they're looking for a little bit of offense. They've been held in check the past two innings. They've gone down 1-2-3 in the fifth and the sixth. They haven't got a base runner since they scored the one run of the game in the fourth inning. So we got the bottom of the order up. It'll be 7-8-9. Ian Von Wald, Ryan Olson, and Luke Glasgow. And Von Wald's had a pretty good game so far. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single that drove in the lone run of the game so far for the Hot Shots. That was back in the fourth, so we'll see what he's able to do here in the seventh. Von Wald steps in a left-handed box, very deep in the box. And here's the first pitch from Stoyanow. Popped up over the press box here, down the third baseline, and the count is 0-1. Wind still blowing in, partly cloudy. Sun starting to go down here at Fossum Field. 0-1 misses low at the shins, and it's 1-1. Fossum Field covered in shadow completely as the sun's behind a couple of clouds off to the right. 1-1 swung on and missed. Chasing a high fastball was Von Wald, and he's down 1-2. If you're just joining us, Pioneers got their two runs in the second and one more in the fifth. Here's the 1-2. This is a foul ball just to the left of the press box here. That's one of the closest ones we've seen. So far, since I've been here, we haven't had a ball go into the press box. We've had one hit directly to my right off the wall. And we had that one that went just above on the left side. 1-2 still, and this misses outside, and it's now 2-2. So two runs were scored by the Pioneers in the second. They got one more in the fifth. The Hot Shots' one run came in the fourth. That's all the scoring that's happened so far. 3-1 Pioneers lead. 2-2. Way too high up by the face of Von Wald, and it's now a full count. So a good job here by Von Wald. There is some action in the Pioneers' bullpen. See how long Andre Stoyanow is able to go. Payoff pitch. Called strike three right at the knees. So there is out number one. It's the eighth strikeout now for Stoyanow, and the Hot Shots continue to struggle with strikeouts. They have struck out a ton over the past three games. Ryan Olson is coming up next. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout. We'll see what he can do with one out. Here in the bottom of the seventh, his team trails 3-1. First pitch misses low for ball one. Popped out, right side, way out of play towards the parking lot, and it's 1-1. Hot Shots have now struck out 38 times in the last three games. 16 times on Tuesday. Here's the 1-1. This is a ground ball, base hit right back over the second base bag into center field. Good job there by Olson. That'll bring the tying run to the plate for the Hot Shots. See if that can spark a rally. Good job by Olson staying back on that one, driving it back up the middle. It's the sixth hit of the ball game for the Hot Shots. They only have one run so far to show for it. Next batter, though, Luke Glasgow. He has one of those hits, 1-for-2. Had a base hit in the third. Hotshots had 16 strikeouts on Tuesday. They had 14 strikeouts on Wednesday. Today, already have 8. This pitch launched into right field. Going back is Bibbiano. Still going at the wall, and this ball's gone. Luke Glasgow crushes a 2-run home run to right field, and this ball game is tied at 3. Hot Shots fired up. They all come out of the dugout to greet Luke Glasgow. That's his 3rd home run of the season. He hit one last week in Fremont and strokes another run here, and this ball game is tied just like that. Hot Shots are back in it, and it looks like this might be the end of the line for Andre Stoyanow. Jimmy Turk comes out. He's going to take the ball from his starter, and the Hot Shots right back in this one, and they're fired up. Only one out here in the 7th. This ball game's tied at 3, and we're going to have a pitching change. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hot Shots Baseball on the Hot Shots Radio Network.
You're listening to Hot Shots Baseball on 930 AM and 102.1 FM, KSDN.
Well, it's a whole new ball game here as the Hot Shots have tied it at 3 thanks to a 2-run home run by Luke Glasgow, scoring him and Ryan Olson, who had gotten a base hit before that. And they have chased the starter, Andre Stoyanow. New pitcher in is Lamar Odom, who has been fantastic in relief for the Pioneers. In 15 games, all out of the pen. He has a 1-1 record, a minuscule 1.19 ERA in 22 and 2 innings. He's allowed just 4 runs, only 3 of those earned, 10 walks, and 19 strikeouts. He's been pretty much shut down for the Pioneers, and that's what they're looking for him to do here. So we're in the bottom of the 7th, tie ball game, and only one out. Hot Shots have the top of the order coming up. It'll be King, Cox, and Meidel. But Glasgow bringing this crowd at Fossum Field to their feet with a game-tying 2-run home run, his 3rd of the season. So a huge boost there for the Hot Shots. Glasgow adds his 26th and 27th RBI, which is tops on the team among active players. That passes Rob Meidel. So we'll see if the Hot Shots can keep this momentum going with a new pitcher on the hill. Mason King will step in. He's 0 for 3 so far tonight. Looking for something to hit, trying to keep this inning going. One out, no one on here in the bottom of the 7th. We're tied at 3. Here comes the first pitch from Odom. The righty fires. This pitch is a broken bat, high fly ball right to short, and it's going to be stolen by the third baseman, Dobrinsky. So Dobrinsky steals it from the shortstop, Peterson. I'm not sure what in the world he was thinking there. That was a really dumb play, but it works out, and there's out number 2. So 2 are out here in the 7th in a tie ball game, 3 all. And Colton Cox will try and keep it going. He's 0 for 3. Coming set is Odom, and here's the first pitch to Colton Cox. High with the fastball, and it's 1-0. Final line for Stoyanow. He goes 6 and a third, 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned. 8 strikeouts and 1 walk. So still a good outing, but a no decision for Stoyanow. The game is tied. 1-0. Ball just above the belt. Checking his swing was Colton Cox. And it's 2-0. Hot Shots trying to get something going after tying it. Cox ahead 2-0. Looking in is Odom, hunched over as he looks in, and here's the 2-0. Swung on and missed. A fastball low, and the count's 2 balls and 1 strike now on the Hot Shots right fielder. Cox steps back into the right-handed box, touches the outside of the plate, holds the bat behind his head, elbow out. Here's the 2-1. This is a line drive into center field. This will drop in for a base hit. Gloving it is Roberson, and Colton Cox with his first base hit of the game. And that keeps the Hot Shots going here in the bottom of the 7th. He represents the go-ahead run. 3 all, and coming up next is Rob Meidel. Rob Meidel, always a threat to hit the ball out. ton of power from the left-handed side of the plate. He climbs into the batter's box with a runner on first and two gone in this 3-3 ball game. Odom now from the stretch, looks over at first base. Cox with good speed there on the base paths. Here comes the first pitch from Odom. On the way. Breaking ball called strike. Drops into the zone, and it's 0-1 on Meidel. Cox has four stolen bases on the year. He's been caught twice. Has a good lead over there at first. Odom with the 0-1 delivery. That's just missed, I guess, outside. Looked pretty close to the strike zone, but the count is now 1-1 as it was called a ball. A little bit odd strike zone we've seen in this ball game here tonight. Here's the 1-1, but before that, stepping off quickly is Odom chasing Cox back to first. No throw is made. Sun has peeked back out behind the clouds as it slowly continues to set down the right side, casting its glow mostly on the outfield here at Fossum Field. Shadows all the way in right field and behind the plate. Runner goes. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Throw down to second is missed by the shortstop Peterson, and Colton Cox not paying attention. Could have maybe gotten to third, but instead he stays at second base. But that is going to be a stolen base. Meidel swung and missed, so it's going to be 1-2. But the Hotshots have the go-ahead run in scoring position. Now a base hit. Could give the Hotshots the lead. It's 3-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Meidel back into the left-handed batter's box. Couple of practice swings. A wide batting stance. And here comes the 1-2 pitch from Odom. On the way. And it's a foul ball in front of the Hotshots dugout. A little nubber. And it's going to remain 1-2. Hotshots tied this ball game in the seventh with a two-run home run by Luke Glasgow. It scored him and Ryan Olson. And it is 3-3 here in the seventh. Runner on second, two away. Odom is ready. And here's the 1-2. Breaking ball too high, up above the belt. Didn't quite break enough, and it's now 2-2. On deck would be Parker Borg if Meidel's able to reach. Odom again ready. 2-2 delivery. Outside ball three. Good eye there by Meidel. So Meidel's seeing the play well. He did draw a walk already earlier today. He's 0-2, but he had a walk in the first. The only walk of the ball game so far for a Hotshots batter. We're about ready for the payoff pitch with two gone and a runner on second. Odom kicks and fires. Cox takes off. This is a ground ball up the middle. It'll be through. Cox rounds third, and he will score. It's an RBI single for Rob Meidel, and the Hotshots take their first lead of the ball game. It's 4-3. It worked out because it was a 3-2 count with two outs, so of course the runner's going to go, and the head start allowed Colton Cox to score on a base hit up the middle by Rob Meidel. So Meidel delivers, small ball works for the Hotshots, and it's now 4-3 with a runner on first, still with two gone in the seventh inning, and Parker Borg comes up. He's 0-3. First pitch from Odom, low ball one. So Hotshots are not done yet after taking the lead. They're going to try and keep this train rolling. They tied the game on a two-run home run in this inning and then took the lead on an RBI single by Rob Meidel. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Borg. Fouls this off, and it's 1-1. So this is the most runs scored in any one inning so far in this game. Three scored by the Hotshots. They were trailing 3-1 at the start of the seventh. Meinl takes his lead off first. Odom glances over at him. Now comes set at the letters. 1-1. And Borg strokes a line drive that is caught by Dobrinsky. He tattooed that ball, but right at the third baseman, and that ends the inning. But a huge inning for the Hotshots as they score three runs and take the lead. Two of them on a two-run home run by Luke Glasgow and one on an RBI single by Rob Meidel, and they lead 4-3 as we head to the eighth inning. You're listening to Hotshots Baseball here on the Hotshots Radio Network. It is 10-1. Hotshots trail the Saberdogs, bottom of the fifth inning. RJ Gonzalez still on the mound. He will face the 9-1-2 batters for the Saberdogs here in the fifth inning. Avery Stevens, the starter, left the game in the third. He left hurt, and he's down there in the dugout, sitting, and I saw him just a minute ago stretching out his forearm. It looks like it's something wrong with his forearm. I know he went over and got some treatment by the Saberdogs trainer and wrapped up that area of his right arm. So, again, hopefully it's not too serious. Hopefully he'll be all right, be able to come back from it. But RJ Gonzalez has looked good since coming in relief, and we'll see if he can keep it going. He struck out the side in the fourth. He's going to start this one off against Wilson Rubion. Rubion's 0-1 with a walk. The first pitch is a called strike one. He also has an RBI and a run scored as he walked with the bases loaded. Lefty-righty matchup. Here's the 0-1 from Gonzalez. Ground ball to second. Should be an easy play for Olsen. Up with it. Pumps once and a bullet to first. And that retires Rubion quickly. And now we go to the top of the order. It'll be Phillip Childs up the fourth time in this one. He's 1-for-3. Two RBI double in the third inning. He's also struck out and flied out. It's 10-1. Hotshots trail. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. No one on, one away. Here at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. First pitch to Childs. Misses high, and it's 1-0. Earlier in the game, we were talking about history of baseball here in Minot. The Minot Mallards back in the 50s, 1-0 pitch. That misses a little low, and it's 2-0. Talking about how Satchel Paige came in and pitched in three of their first five games in 1950. Of course, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And, of course, he was fantastic in all three of those outings. 2-0, outside corner, fastball strike one. The count is two balls and one strike here on Childs. He touches both sides of the plate, holds the bat behind his head. Open stance. And here comes the 2-1. Line drive, base hit into left field. Borg will field it on a hop. Two-hit night for Phil Childs. And there's a runner on first with one away. And the next batter is Mason Dennison. He's 2-for-3 with a home run. He did strike out his last time. He was struck out by RJ Gonzalez with a beautiful curveball, so we'll see what he's able to do here. Infield double play depth, looking for a ground ball. But two players with good speed. Good speed from Childs at first, good speed from Dennison at the plate. Righty steps in, first pitch. Bouncing ball to third, it is just foul. And just out of the reach of Jake Anderson as well, and the count is 0-1. Didn't miss a fair ball by much. But there's been other legends that have played here at Corbett Field. It includes one of the greatest ball players of all time, Hank Aaron, of my hometown Atlanta Braves. He's played here before. Joe Torre, Hall of Fame manager of the Yankees with several World Series rings. He's played here. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Taking a hack, trying to send it over the Ask Fitness sign out there in left field, and coming up empty was Dennison. And the count is 0-2. Another train coming by. I believe this is the fourth one of the game. 0-2 pitch. Dennison fouls this one off right side and out of play. He stays alive, still 0-2. So Hank Aaron, Joe Torre, and also Hall of Famer Roger Maris. Of course, Yankee slugger broke Babe Ruth's single-season home run record back in 1961. Of 61 home runs have all played on this field. Not too surprising for Maris, because Maris is actually from Fargo, North Dakota. And now Childs is caught off the bag, throws to first, but he somehow gets back. Oh, very lucky was Childs as he massively mistimed his jump. He started running while Gonzalez was still standing on the mound. Gonzalez turned and threw to first, but not quite in time. Childs very wisely got back to the bag. So it's still 0-2 on Dennison. And here's the pitch. Runner takes off. Throw down to second base in plenty of time. And Childs has hung out to dry. He's out by a mile. Beautiful throw by Meidel. Meidel has missed that throw a couple of times today. Led to a couple of throwing errors in the third. But he finally connects on this one. Probably not a good time to try and steal right after you're almost picked off. But Childs did it anyway and is thrown out for out number two. So two away, it was a ball on Dennison. So here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, it's blooped into left center for a base hit. Guidry will come down, and he will throw it in. So a good job there by Dennison, because that was a similar breaking ball to the one he struck out on, but instead of bailing on it, he stayed in, turned his head, and sent a fly ball right into the gap in left center field, and just blooped it right in between all three players, the shortstop and the two outfielders. And he keeps the inning going for the Hot Shots. For the Sabredogs. Runner on first base, two away. Next batter, Cruz Taylor. First pitch from Gonzalez. Called strike at the knees, and the count's 0-1. Cruz Taylor, he is 0-2. He's been hit by a pitch, reached on an error, and came around to score on two more errors. He's also flied out. Dennison is on first, good speed. Throw over to first, but he was only off the bag by about a foot, so he easily gets back. Count is still 0-1 here on Taylor. 10-1, the Hot Shots trail the Sabredogs. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Gonzalez trying to keep it that way. 0-1. Fly ball into center field. This should do it. Guidry going over to his right, and now over in left center. Calls off Borg, and he makes the catch just on the warning track. So the ball was sent away by Taylor, but not far enough. And the inning is over. Another scoreless inning for R.J. Gonzalez. No runs, two hits, one left. And we now head to the sixth inning. It's still 10-1. Sabredogs lead the Hot Shots. You're listening to Hot Shots Baseball here on the Hot Shots Radio Network. And speaking of Jake Anderson, he's our Hot Shot player of the game. Jake, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Cannot complain about a win like that. A close one out there, and only your second time pitching. You pitched an inning a couple of weeks ago, did pretty well in that one. So with no arms for you guys, you were called on in the heat of the moment to come on out there and get the job done. You go three innings and are able to just squeak by with the win. How was it like out there?
You know, kind of like a throwback to senior year of high school. Making them put the ball in play, trying to make them get themselves out, and you know, it worked out.
So you mentioned senior year of high school. Is that the last time you've pitched?
Yeah, definitely. 5 years ago, something like that. But you know, make them get themselves out, and it's a good game plan.
You ever think about trying to pitch before this summer, or is that just never even really crossed your mind till this year?
Nothing. No, probably not crossed my mind at all. You know, but we've been short arms, and guys have hopped in and done a good job. So try to get out there and get a W.
Was there any talk about you specifically coming in at any point in this game, or was just in that situation when Spencer got hurt, they just kind of looked you over at there and like, hey, Jake, you want to throw?
I think before the game I talked to J-Ro, and he said maybe one or two innings if Spencer doesn't get the job done, and sadly he got hurt, and I was called upon and got the job done.
What were you thinking there in the final inning? Kind of, you know, you get a couple of runners on, only a one-run lead. What are you thinking in that situation? What are you trying to do?
Just keep the mentality of they're not going to beat me. You know, try and get themselves out and leave the ball down and try and get it ground out. But Parker and a couple guys helped me out with some good plays out there, so kudos to them for that.
And then offensively, you had another good day, another multi-hit day for you. You're heading into the All-Star game, one of the representatives for this team. How much does that mean to you, getting to kind of represent this team in the All-Star game
coming up
in a couple days?
It's awesome. You know, getting to represent the Hot Shots here in Hub City, and you know, Jacob and all the coaches and players. I mean, it's going to be a fun experience. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Jake, appreciate you joining us here on the post-game show, and congratulations on being the player of the game.
Thank you.
So that was our hot shot player of the game, Jake Anderson. Did it with the bat and with the arm. Couple of base hits offensively. Pitches three innings, gets the save there defensively. And, of course, now we got to be joined by hot shots manager Jacob Giroux. Jacob, close one out there. Nail biter. I think we kind of figured it might be just with the pitching situation of really only having one actual pitcher ready to go today, being the starter, Trevin Wells. But you guys were able to get out there, get the job done, got a couple of runs when you needed to, were able to shut down a couple of their runs when it looked like they might be poised for big innings. And I guess what are your overall thoughts on this win?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way Trevin threw today on a little bit shorter rest than normal, and he was very very serviceable today. You know, really good stuff out of him overall. You know, obviously doing Trevin stuff, working himself into jams, but he was able to work himself out of them today and eliminate the big hit that kind of has been, you know, his Achilles heel this season. You know, and I was happy with the way we swung the bat, and, you know, the scoring 3, 4, 5, 6 innings, you know, that's big, just keeping pressure on the opposing team. So I was just really happy with the way we played today, and, you know, pitching, we knew it was going to be tough today, and it's unfortunate what happened to Spence. You know, I don't wish that upon anyone, and I feel, you know, I feel horrible about it because it happened, and we had to put him in that situation just with where we are in arms. But he's a tough kid, and I know whatever the outcome is, he'll be just fine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do you guys have any idea what actually happened to him? Obviously, he hurt his arm in some way.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. He just a lot of pain, understandably. So, you know, I kind of sat with him there in the last couple innings, just my hand over, you know, my hand on his shoulder, just telling him everything's all right. It's so sad to see a kid that's such a good player and a good person, you know, go through the injury bugs that he's kind of been going through as of late. You know, so it was just a very somber moment in the dugout between him and I.
And then going back to the offense, you mentioned scoring in every inning. I don't think we've seen scoring like this at any point in this season, where you literally scored runs in every inning except for just a handful there. What was the difference offensively? Was there any change in approach? Any guys taking different at-bats? What kind of led to a little bit more consistency there?
I think some guys were just taking good swings and good counts and being patient at the plate as well. I didn't really like the way we ran the bases today. Two situations there with the first and third play. We didn't execute it there. And then Joe obviously running through my stop sign and kind of being in no man's land there. That's just something we kind of got to clean up a little bit base running wise. Base running is extremely important, and to score runs, you got to run the bases well. And we should have had 8 or 9 runs. You know, if we just kind of clean some things up, you know, base running wise.
And then this is the last day before the All-Star break, the last game. Nice to kind of head into the break with a win. You guys, you, Lance, and then of course Jake, Rob, Landon, and Jeremiah will get to go into Minot for the All-Star game. I guess, what are you expecting there? I know you were there last year and got to see kind of how everything works. What are you expecting to see from the situation, and what are you looking forward to?
I'm really excited just to see all the talent within the league, you know, the best of the best competing against each other. It should be really fun. I know the Home Run Derby, I'll be throwing to Rob in that, so that'll be fun on Monday night. And then to, you know, have our four guys represent us in the All-Star game will be pretty special to watch. I know last year I had a lot of fun coaching it. I think I'll just be in the stands this year just kind of watching and let the Badlands coaches do their thing, you know, coaching wise. So,
well, J-Rob, appreciate you joining me here for the 10th inning postgame show, and congratulations on the win here in Wheat City.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.